Hello, Face Value listeners. Thanks for joining us for another episode. I'm Warren Boisot.
And I'm Tonya Vilas. Today, we'll be discussing the recent launch of AI Practical Applications of Real Estate Appraisal, AI Perea program, as well as providing you with the program updates and information on how you and other aspiring appraisers can get involved.
We're joined today by Appraisal Institute's President-elect Sandy Adamatis, SRA, or to use a baseball reference, she is on deck to be president, who also serves as the AI Perea primary subject matter expert. We're also joined by Ray Martinez, PhD, AI Senior Manager of Technology-Based Education, and a key member of the AI Perea team.
Thanks, Warren. Now, let's get started.
Excited. First, I want to thank you both for being here with us during such an exciting and busy time for the Appraisal Institute. Sandy, as always, it's great to welcome you back to the show. A three-timer now, two more appearances, just so you know what's up front or off in the future, that coveted yellow Face Value jacket for the five-timers. So look forward to that, because I'm sure you'll make it to five. And could you talk a little bit about yourself and your involvement with AI Perea for those who may not know?
Sure. Good morning, Warren, and good morning, Tonya. It's such a pleasure to be here with you again. I just love these podcasts, and I'm hearing great reviews out there. As you mentioned, I'm the 2023 president-elect, and next year I'll be the president and the subject matter expert here of the Perea program. My focus for the last 15 years has been on the residential side, and many of you know me as a Green Queen. That's been my claim to fame, I guess you might say. But I'm hoping that maybe I'll get the title of the Perea Queen if this goes, you know, if this continues to go as well as we see it going right now. So I'm very excited about that and excited to be serving the Institute at this time with all the new things happening with AI Perea.
So thank you, Sandy, for being here with us today. And Ray, welcome to our podcast, Face Value. And can you tell us and the listeners a little bit about yourself and your involvement in the AI Perea program?
Well, thank you for having me very much. I'm hoping for maybe a jacket and maybe one of those cards like you get at the coffee shop after you buy.
Absolutely.
Would you settle for a pen?
I'll do that. Deal.
Nice.
I manage our technology-based education program at the Appraisal Institute. My background is in teaching and learning with technology. I have been at the Appraisal Institute for a while on a day-to-day basis. We have been doing online education, on-demand education, as well as synchronous education. We got in early, so we've been doing this stuff since 1997. A lot of experience in it. For Perea, I designed the program based on the Appraisal Qualifications Board specification. And on a day-to-day basis, I'm the project lead. So that means I work with lots and lots of teams. We have development teams and interface design teams and media teams, subject matter experts like Sandy, state and AQB acceptance teams, mentors, participants, support, scholarships, a whole lot of pieces involved in Perea. So I try to keep all the balls in the air.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sandy and Ray, for joining us today. And I do want to stress, I know I've been corrected in the past by calling the Appraisal Institute's take on this just Perea, but this is a very special Perea. It's AI Perea, right?
Correct.
That's right. That's right. AI Perea, and we also say mentors and participants. So we've got all kinds of special terms.
Well, thank you again for joining us.
Nice. Well, before we get into some details and really get into the AI Perea program, I wanted to give you guys a quick anecdote, a quick story in the reach of the Face Value podcast. I had a couple of months ago someone reach out to me, a recent graduate of a university here in Denver that was interested in the Perea program. He emailed me, and guess where he heard about it? From listening to the Face Value podcast. So that was great. So we are being listened to by people outside of our organization as well. That's great. So let's start off by going over what the AI Perea program is for those who don't know. I think it has been since late last year, or I'm sorry, maybe the third quarter of last year since Sandy and I had a specific episode about AI Perea. And the Face Value podcast has gained tens of thousands of listeners since then. So let's start from the basics. Tell us, and either of you can chime in here, tell us what AI Perea is.
Sure. Well, I can start. It is an alternative to the traditional supervisor trainee model of experience requirement. And that model can work well and does work well, but one of the biggest obstacles in that model is finding a supervisor in your local area. So we hope that Perea will eliminate that issue by using a combination of technology and assigned mentors. So that's the big picture. As far as a little bit about how it works, a participant will have to complete all of their qualifying education before they are allowed to enroll in Perea. And after they have finished their qualifying education and we have verified it, we will enroll them in Perea and assign a mentor. And that mentor will be a designated member of the Appraisal Institute. And that is the person that will serve as the role of the supervisor in a traditional model. And then the participant will work with their mentor to go through several appraisal assignments, just like they would in a traditional model. They go through these assignments. These assignments are simulated, but they're based on real properties, real data. And they go through all the steps of the evaluation process as they normally would. You know, we start with an engagement letter and go all the way through to reconciliation. And there are many other activities that are built into the process that you would do in an appraisal, site inspection, measurement, everything. And then at the end, you still have to, after you're finished with all the practice assignments, you still have to complete three final assignments as kind of a final evaluation. To make sure that you have achieved the goals of Perea. And then after that, you get a completion certificate that indicates that you have been successful. So that's a program in a nutshell.
Yeah, you know, I hear sometimes from some naysayers that say, well, you can't teach somebody to appraise using technology. We teach airline pilots to fly airplanes using flight simulators. So this is just kind of the appraiser flight simulator, as I like to describe it to people. And, you know, when you stop to think about all the technology we have today, there's so much we can do with it that it just makes sense that this is a great way, an alternative for that supervisor trainee. And it removes that roadblock of new people coming into the business.
Sandy, can you tell us a little bit about the information provided by the subject matter experts, such as yourself, and how you guys created these case studies?
Yes, that's a great question, Tanya. There are several subject matter experts. And in the beginning, when Ray first contacted me to see if maybe I could help him with the program, I was very excited about that and really excited to think that we would use actual addresses, physical addresses. What better way to find case studies all over the U.S.? But from doing the 45-hour package where we had to write case studies from scratch and they weren't real properties, it takes a long time. So what we did is we reached out to some appraisers around the country, asking them to provide us with some actual appraisal reports and some work files where we could take those and we're not providing their reports to our students, but we took those and developed them into a case study, storyboards, and then provided some background information like deeds and links to resources that they would need to complete an appraisal. So they have a complete knowledge center where they can have resources to develop these appraisal reports. And the case studies, like I say, are from several different parts of the United States, offering many different challenges that maybe they won't even see in their local market, but it will prepare them for unusual properties that they might run into. And then subject matter experts would take these case studies that were provided, these real life properties, and work on developing what we call storyboards, where they have questions and that works them through the appraisal process. In the beginning, there will be a lot more helps to that person who is working through it for the first time. That's under the licensed residential. So once they work through the case study, the mentors are working with them right along and answering questions for them, reviewing their work. and giving them resources or maybe critiquing them how they could do things better, or complimenting them on how well they've done. And there are a lot of things like we develop some immersive activities where, like Ray says, they're doing a measure, actually measuring a house using a virtual simulation of it. They're doing an inspection of the site, an inspection of the interior where they're describing the property. So it's really exciting. A lot of there's video that's audio makes it very exciting and engaging for the student. So the subject matter experts have worked through all of these as we for these last 2 years almost. And the mentors then in their training, they have gone through them so that they're very familiar with each of those case studies. So think about 26 case studies plus we have additional ones that we'll swap out as time moves on through the program.
So interesting. I'll direct this follow-up question to Ray, but Sandy, if you have the answer, jump in. The AI Perea program is self-guided. So is there a suggested time frame that it should take? Or if somebody is a quick learner and wants to really put all their time and effort, can they finish it as quick as possible? Or do regulatory agencies say, no, it needs to at least be a minimum of X amount of time?
Yeah, it's a good question. And the short answer is we don't know exactly how long it's going to take someone because a lot of this is new. But we, from speaking with, current supervisors and talking to several trainees during our research phase, we got an idea and we know how long we think it should take someone. So the way we're going to set it up at first is that we're going to give the participants about a year to get through the practice assignments. And, that will give people, they are going to have various backgrounds. We know that some of them, this will be literally their first appraisal they've ever done after coming out of QE besides, anything they did in a course. But some people, probably do have more experience. And so they can take up to a year, get through those. We expect on one hand, as people gain more experience, they're going to get quicker, like anybody does, it's learning. On the other hand, we are increasing complexity as we go along. So we want to give them enough time to get through the program. That is for the practice assignments. Then what we are planning to do is give them another 6 months for the final assignments I mentioned. There's three final assignments, the difference being their mentor is not going to be there every day to help them with those. They need to be doing those pretty much on their own. And so if they're doing that, we want to give them enough time to put the effort in. So 6 months. We are going to be offer the possibility of extensions. We don't want to keep people in the program forever. That's not good. On the other hand, people will have invested a lot of time and effort at this point. So we don't want to have an arbitrary cutoff date and say, sorry, you just spent a year and a half of your life and have this great career and you're out. But in terms of, required timelines, with Perea, the specifications from the Appraisal Qualifications Board is that it is competency based. We're moving away from that certain number of hours, certain number of time. It's what we want to make sure is that you can do it. And so when you can do it, you've shown us you can do it, then you can be finished and move on.
I would remind you too that some of our participants, this is they're doing it on the side. They're having to work a full-time job to make a living. So maybe it's only weekends or nights where they would be able to work on these case studies. And that's one of the benefits of AI Perea is our mentors have different hours so that we can accommodate those students or participants that are working after hours or weekends.
And that's a great point about the mentors. Beyond being flexible, one of the reasons they can be flexible is that we made the decision that our mentors will be full-time Appraisal Institute employees. So they are designated Appraisal Institute members. They have many years expertise in residential appraisal, but they're also going to be, that's their full-time job to mentor people in AI Perea and help them be successful. So they won't be having dividing their loyalties among many things.
Yeah, I would add to that, Ray, that not only is that a benefit, but the fact that, our mentors have all been trained by the same trainer and they are all looking at the same case studies. So they're very consistent with their methodology and their teach or their assistance with each of the participants.
And how about technology? What's required of a participant to be able to enroll in this program? And do they need to have special software or equipment? I know you were talking about it being like storytelling, so maybe go into a little bit about that to let us, end users understand how this works.
Sure. We wanted to strike the balance between, using technology that is going to be motivating and engaging, but also make sure that, we are being as inclusive as possible, for anyone that wants to succeed in the program. So it is online. It is internet-based. So common tools that, we all use every day and other things. So if you have the latest internet browser, and a fairly good internet connection, if you have the ability to have, you have a webcam and you can get audio. And then we also they will be using spreadsheets, so some kind of spreadsheet program. But that's the baseline, so that should give most people the ability to participate and succeed.
Yeah, and Ray, we have a software, appraisal software that the students will have access to. So it's not something they would have to purchase to be in the program. Another benefit to AI Perea. The other thing that we have available is access to one of the largest MLSs, happens to be in my state of Florida. So they'll be able to access an MLS and learn how to download, how to search, how to use charts and graphs and develop good analysis for their adjustments.
Having access to MLS, was that something that the Appraisal Institute had to work with the provider to give access to all the participants?
It's not as easy as you think.
I bet.
And this was something that I didn't know. I actually, I guess I should know this, but the MLSs are not, it's not like one big piece of software. I mean, it's very all over the country. There's a lot of different ones and they all have their rules. So that is something that we're proud of, that we, do have a relationship with one MLS. And the idea is that I don't know if we'll get to the point where we have relationships with every MLS so that we could do
Probably
any
not.
property. But the fact that we'll have the one will give them experience in what an MLS does. And once you know one, then you probably know them all. So that's exciting that we've gotten this far on day one, that we're going to be able to get that experience.
Something I might have been, something I should have started out with is the prerequisite. Now that AI Perea program has launched, by virtue of a participant starting the program, they would have already taken their 75 hours of basic principles, correct? That would have been a prerequisite to even sign up for the program, correct?
That is correct. And
Okay.
some will have, well, they have to have taken all of their 75 hours. And Ray's team has a team that will be verifying that education before they can enter the program.
Yeah, and
So
it's
any, sorry, Ray. Go ahead.
and it's not only the 75 hours, it's all of their QE. So it's not just a trainee package. So for the LR, they will need all of those courses, and then for the
Got it.
CR, they'll need the additional courses. And as Sandy said, we will verify that. That's a requirement in the specifications, that we'll make sure that they've completed it, and only once we verify it, then will they be allowed to enroll in the program.
Sorry, Ray, for some of those, for some of us like me who are not very familiar with the program, can you explain what LR and CR mean?
Sure, but I may have to have Sandy
Or
answer
what
that
they
question
stand
so it
for.
sounds better. She does it. Sure.
Sure. Sandy, you want to take that one?
Sure. Licensed residential is LR. So that's not a very many states even have a licensed residential at this point, but there are a few that do. So we needed to start with the module that's the basic. So usually in those states where they have a licensed residential, that 75 hours is required. But for Perea, they have to complete all the QE. So the licensed residential is the basic residential license that someone could get. Now, the question usually comes up, well, my state doesn't have licensed residential, so I don't need to take that. Not true. You still have to go through the LR and then proceed, once you complete it, move on to the CR, which is certified residential. So the certified residential license allows the residential appraiser to appraise more complex properties than the licensed residential allows.
Excellent. Thank you. I would never have known that. As a commercial appraiser, that's why.
Yeah. So those of you listeners that are listening to this episode and may be interested in the AI Perea program, go to our website, the AI Appraisal Institute website, check on the education tab and get signed up for the classes needed to start the program.
And can you explain, Sandy or Ray, can either of you explain how the mentorship program works? I know you discussed that there was three mentors that Appraisal Institute has on staff that are going to work with the participants. Can you explain how that works and the interaction between the participant and the mentors?
Sure, I can start. The relationship with the mentors, we think, is critical for AI Perea. That is, we believe, you know, what's going to distinguish this program. And it's always been that way. The Appraisal Institute are, you know, our instructors and our leadership that distinguishes us as an organization. So Perea will be no different. The mentors will be assigned to a participant when they start, so they don't have to, you know, worry about finding someone. And then as they work through these practice assignments, it's a hybrid model. So it's somewhat self-paced in that, you know, if I have the time to work on an assignment as a participant, I can go through the assignment. But at the same time, there are some check-ins that the mentor will be looking at certain parts of the assignment. And that's what our subject matter experts have told us, you know, what those important points are for a particular assignment. You know, for one, it may be that part where they're selecting sales. You know, you want to make sure that they're selecting pretty good sales before they get too far along in the assignment and then find out at the end that won't work. So there are some required check-ins where the mentor and the participant will be speaking however they, you know, wish to do it. They could do email or phone or like this virtual meeting. But then at the end of each practice assignment, it will be a required meeting, virtual meeting, where they will actually go through the whole appraisal and say, okay, you know, does this meet our criteria at the Appraisal Institute? And that at that point, the mentor can say, well, you know, we talked about this earlier. You know, I had mentioned that you should think about this. I see you've done that. Great job. Or they can say, you know, we talked about this earlier and I'm not seeing it yet. I can't accept this yet. And so that's an iterative process. And we really want that to be an iterative process, just like it would be in a, you know, a supervisor trainee process. And so that happens for each of those practice assignments. So they're going to be doing this quite a bit, engaging with their mentor. And it's only when the mentor has said, this one's good enough, does the mentor press a magic button and they get access to the next assignment. And so they work through them one at a time. And they always are in contact with their mentor through the process.
Yeah, and I would add to that I believe that this mentorship program is really a better model than the supervisor trainee, because most of our supervisors have a business to run and a living to make on their own. So they're not, usually don't hold hands as much with the trainee as maybe we will as we are in the mentor program right now. So I think it's a real advantage to send a trainee through the AI Perea program.
And we also, in doing that, as Sandy said, because they are dedicated to this, they're going to be able to deliver a consistent message, you know, about how certain things should be handled. That may or may not happen in a traditional relationship. Just depends on who you get as your supervisor. The other advantage we think is if you are in the traditional model, you may have a supervisor that specializes in a certain kind of property, so you're not getting a large variety of property types. Whereas because we've built these for a specific need, the participants in AI Perea will have access to many different types of properties. We have single units, and we have 2 to 4, and we have condos and vacant lands, among others. And as Sandy said, we can develop more in the future. So, if something else comes along, we can swap that in and swap something else out. So the program can evolve over time like that.
Yeah, and we have this great knowledge center where it's like a library of resources. So if a mentor sees that a student is or a participant is really struggling in a particular area, they can refer them to that knowledge center where they could get some resources to study a little more to help them understand a methodology or a theory. We think that's a real advantage for AI Perea. And if they've had our AI qualifying education, they're going to be well prepared because that's what we based our case studies on, and working through the methodology is our AI education.
Now that we're coming, now that the program's available for participants to join, can you let us know how you feel that all your hard work and dedication's finally coming to life?
I'm tired. I'm hoping to sleep for a while. We have had we have had great teams all along. I mean, this has been the dream project. It's like, oh, here's the all-star team of everything. We've had the best subject matter experts on the, these are the best Frasers in the world working on this, literally. and we've had support all the way through from the Appraisal Institute leadership, internally, our board, all of our committees, and working with the Appraisal Qualifications Board all along the way to realize the vision. So, I mean, it's excited. We're excited. We just want to, see it. We want to make it change residential appraisal, what the future is going to be in residential appraisal.
Yeah, it's so exciting. We've worked hard on this. And, there were days I'm sure Ray and the rest of the team thought, I don't know if this will ever end, to see it to come to fruition. But it's here. The other thing I'd like to say is we don't give our staff enough credit. Ray's team, they are fantastic. They could actually be appraisers now. I told them after a little bit of working with them, you guys could make the first trainees going through this because they've learned so much in developing the program. So Ray and your team, you've done a great job. And I want to thank our board of directors for being thought leaders to allow us to take the plunge forward and be the first one to the market. That is huge. So all this came together with a lot of people working on it. It wasn't just one person or a couple of people. A lot of people can take the credit for it.
Now, Sandy, I don't want to, put you down a little, but you were one of the subject matter experts, not the only one. But I know that this past year you've devoted pretty much your full-time job at developing AI Perea. So I think the Appraisal Institute has to thank you for putting in all this time and dedication to this program, because you've given up a year of, working full-time to create this for the future of our organization. And thank you for that.
You're very welcome, Tanya, but it's my honor, my pleasure to give back.
Using the timeline that we kind of created, being September-ish, September of 2024, and then another 6 months, we should probably see our first crop of graduating participants in maybe first quarter, second quarter of 2025. So that'll be exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it will. Yes. I'm excited to see once they get in the market, if we can track them to say, how successful they've been. They've got a job right away. They're excited and they're giving the word of mouth to join AI Perea.
I have talked at our chapter level that it'll be very important for us to know who is on that list of participants in your home area. Because if I know that there's five people here in the Denver metro area that are going through the AI Perea program, I would love to invite them to social events mm-hmm. and gatherings so that they feel that they have kind of a group along the way to support them beyond their mentor and maybe even in person. And that way, when they graduate the program, you know, they're hitting the ground running, participating and joining us at the chapter level. I think that's very important.
Yeah, Sandy's been a huge advocate of that from day yes. one. And yeah. and it is important because we have been asked, you know, well, this is a great program, but it's, you know, still an online virtual program. And yes, you've got this mentor, but there's, you know, that's not how people interact in the real world. There's yeah. there's real people, and you go to, yep. and so we want to definitely build that in. And AI is in a great position because we have all of our chapters that we can make it not just about getting a certificate and going to get a job. You're really getting into a long-term relationship with the Appraisal Institute.
Yeah, with 66 chapters around the United States and the ability to provide those names, the local chapters, and then our volunteers who would invite them to shadow them for a day and, mm-hmm. and be more welcoming, you know, and the Appraisal Institute has come a long way. We want to get more people into our profession, into our organization, and make them feel welcome, help them to be successful, empower them with the tools they need to be a successful appraiser.
Now, as an appraiser coming into the field, why should they take AI Perea as opposed to other programs being offered out there?
I think there's a lot of advantages of our program. As we said, you know, we are going to have a variety of property types. We're also going to have many assignments. We've gone above and beyond the basic specifications that are laid out for Perea. We felt it was important that participants get a lot of practice. This is supposed to be an alternative to the traditional model, which, you know, doesn't occur overnight. So we wanted to emulate and improve on that as much as possible. So I think that will help. Besides lots of property types, we're going to have different complexities. It's not just going to be all, you know, a bunch of easy ones. You're going to start easy, but then get more complex. We've already mentioned the idea of the mentors being consistent quality, that you're going to get an answer that basically using 100 plus years of Appraisal Institute body of knowledge. You know, we sit and think about this stuff all the time. And I also think that the technology is wonderful, but it's those mentors that are the difference. These are folks that no other provider is going to have the quality of mentors that we have by being the Appraisal Institute. And then finally, I did want to add, we are trying to eliminate the barriers that are out there. But I think in doing so, in eliminating the barriers, we're also going to be able to increase the diversity in the profession by getting rid of those barriers. This is going to open up appraisal to a whole lot of people that otherwise couldn't have gotten involved.
And the barriers you're referring to are trying to get a supervising appraiser to work with a trainee in particular, right?
Exactly. And, you know, in your local area, there just might not be anybody available, so.
I think the other advantage to the AI Perea is our 66 chapters and the networking that we have available in our organization. We can connect those trainees to people that they would not get connected to if they were just working with a supervisor or trainee or working with another vendor who's doing a Perea program but doesn't have the network of professionals like we have. And like Ray said, we celebrate 92 years this year as an organization. There's no other vendor out there of Perea that I think that could say they've had 92 years of history building that body of knowledge. So I think we offer a lot of pluses to the program and to the future of those participants that entered the AI Perea program.
Building on that point, Sandy, because I think it's a great one with the chapters supporting, you made a great point earlier that I think would be wonderful at the chapter level is some kind of shadowing program possibly, because mm-hmm. as we touched on a little bit earlier, being a participant in the AI Perea program and then graduating that program does not necessarily make you geographically competent in your particular market. So maybe some kind of shadowing program at the chapter level where they could ride along certainly would help that participant to become geographically competent in their market.
Absolutely, Warren. I know we've had several questions about, well, how do you become geographically competent? And, you know, that's the one thing that we can say. We've got these 66 chapters with people that will be willing to let them shadow them for a day and to be there to answer questions about the local market, to help them get up to speed on the geographical issues.
And that wouldn't necessarily even have to be the mentor that they've signed up with through the program. Could be just some kind of committee that's put together at each chapter that, you know, agrees to take that participant out and drive them around a bit and, like you said, shadow for a day or something like that.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
And the specifications actually say, you know, that this is not going to make you geographically competent. That is something that every appraiser has to do by working in their local market. So that's a great way that we could possibly do this. And, you know, and there's been lots of good ideas since we started this. Been working on it for a while, but there's every meeting you go to, somebody says, well, have you thought of this? When you do that? And so recently I've been saying, yes, version two. Now that version one is out, we are going to be watching, taking notes. We're going to do, you know, a lot of different measures, evaluative measures to gather data and then make it each time sit down and say, okay, what's working? What do we need to improve? And what do we put into the next version? So it will continue to evolve as we go along.
Yeah, and I have to say jokingly that one way to get Ray to pass out is to ask him when he's going to have the AI Perea for the commercial side ready. We keep getting that question. The first time I got it in a public setting, I was like, please don't say that to Ray. We need to finish what we're doing right now. So, you know, that's a question that keeps coming up. And if this is as successful as we know it will be, that probably will be another project. And hopefully Ray will stick around for that.
But you joke, Sandy, but it is a good point for listeners that may not be familiar enough to understand that the path for an appraiser, regardless if they choose residential or commercial, that first year at least is the same for both. So the AI Perea program will work for anyone, even if you haven't made the decision yet, whether you're going to go the residential route or commercial route. And when I'm asked that question, I always tell people, when you're at a party and you see all the group of people having fun over in the corner, just hanging out and good friends, those are the residential appraisers, the ones over talking about cap rates and looking like they're absolutely bored to death. That's the commercial side. So choose your path, but the path is the same for everyone. So this program, regardless of the fact that there isn't necessarily a commercial aspect yet, it's the same for everyone to start.
It's a great point. And the states are allowing a portion of the credit for certified general. They can go through the AI Perea program. We're getting that question a lot of interest in that area. So yes, it can help you get a portion of your credits faster to get to that CG commercial general license.
Can we talk about, I guess, current time expectations for all states to approve the program and how it's, you know, hopefully going to come into fruition for us to have all the approvals?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tonya. There are a few states, there's 43 states that had approved Perea for part or all of the experience rating. The ones that have not approved it, now that it's out and they can see it, touch it, feel it, we feel very confident that there'll be some changing of their minds. They'll be accepting it for part or all of experience credits. I was asked last week in Chicago by another state regulator who said, I would really like to see a demo before we make that decision. So now that, you know, Perea is out and we can share it freely with the regulators, I think we'll see that pretty quickly, hopefully before for the falls over this year, we'll have all of our states on board. Ray, I'll let you add to that if you have a different feeling, but that's my goal.
Yeah, our government state relations folks at Appraisal Institute have worked tirelessly over the last couple of years. I mean, they have met with all 50 states to help them understand what this looks like, because many states accepted it in principle based on the AQB specifications. But there's, you know, a difference between in principle and wanting to see what it actually does. So we've come a long way through those efforts. The other thing to understand, like Sandy said, you know, we're over 40 states, but and I learned this, states don't just say yes and then it's done. You know, there's a lot of pieces behind it. They can say yes, but we need to go through an administrative board. Yes, but we need to write the regulations, which has to get passed through this committee and this committee. Yes, but we actually need to change the law. and so, you know, there's the fact that they've said yes and they're going to accept it, but there's still some things that need to happen. And so in a lot of cases, that's why you may not see, you know, your state is accepted, but it's in the process. But until we have a firm yes and people sign up and know they're going to get credit, we might not, you know, put that as a yes on the website.
Yeah, the AI Perea program has so many moving parts. And I would like Ray, I'd like to say that Scott DeBasio and the government relations folks in DC have worked tirelessly to pave the way for us to have approvals. And they've done a great job with it. So they're not going to give up till they get them all.
I'm sure I'm going to be preaching to the choir here, but for those states that haven't adopted it, I think you should look at it this way. You now have this program that's been created to throw a participant can go through a program that is uniform across the board for every state. So you're going to have this new blood, this new marching crowd of appraisers that all learn the same way. They all learn, you know, a lot of times, honestly, an appraiser that may not be better or may be better than another. Sometimes it was their mentor that they did through the traditional way. This now allows us to have this crowd or this bunch of new appraisers that all learned the same way. And that's got to be beneficial to a state to look at it that way.
I like that. I like that idea, yes. Having the same training, because I know it depended on who your supervisor was at the time that you're getting the training, depends on the experience you have. Some people are more fortunate than others to have really good supervisors. Some, you know, but here we have the Appraisal Institute has selected some mentors that are extremely qualified to meet this need and demand and are devoting 100% of their time to mentoring and not working on the side. And that's a benefit that AI Perea has that I'm not sure the other programs will have as well.
To your point, Tony, I try to use sport analogies whenever possible. I may have been good at a sport, but I was a horrible coach. So, you know, there's that in every industry. You could be great at your trade, your craft, your sport, but that doesn't mean you can teach it.
Yeah, so those who can't teach do, but those who can teach, right?
Yep.
Well, thank you, Ray and Sandy, for joining us today. Thank you to all our listeners for keep tuning in to the Appraisal Institute's podcast, Face Value. And please research AI Perea on our website, theappraisalinstitute.org, and look into full information on how the program works. And if you have any questions, please reach out to the Appraisal Institute as well.
Spread the word about the Face Value podcast. Let your friends and family in the real estate world know about it. And you can subscribe and watch now at the AI website, iTunes, Spotify, and Anchor. For our loyal listeners, please share these episodes. Thank you.
And stay tuned for another informative, educational, hopefully fun episode of Face Value next month. Bye, everyone.